last word on business on Today FM.
With Capital Flow, purchasing, refinancing or refurbishing an investment property, visit capitalflow.ie.
And we're now going to talk about the four-day working week again. The reason we're returning to it, that is, a trial has been launched today. To tell us about that, Joe O'Connor, chairman of the Four-Day Working Week Ireland and also member of the Force of Trade Union, is with us. Joe, what's involved in this trial, please?
Good afternoon, Matt. So today marks a very significant milestone in terms of the four-day week campaign here in Ireland. And we believe in terms of the broader debate that's taking place about the future of work as we emerge from the pandemic. We've announced a coordinated international trial of the four-day working week starting next January. This will take place for 6 months. It's being done in conjunction with a number of other countries, including the United States, who will be launching next week, New Zealand, and a number of other countries. And effectively, what we've developed is a package of business supports in order to support companies and employers who are interested in trialling the four-day working week and experimenting with it. So we've developed a training programme, which has been developed by four-day week business leaders who have done this successfully, both here in Ireland and internationally. We've developed coaching, mentoring and advice, which will be rolled out by four-day week business leaders. We also will have access for these companies to world-class research through a partnership we've developed with University College Dublin and Boston College. And finally, there'll be the opportunity for these employers to network and to collaborate with other companies in different sectors who are also participating in the trial here in Ireland and across the world.
But have companies signed up to it?
So we only launched today. I've been on and off the phone all afternoon with interest from around the country, from companies and employers who are interested in taking part in the trial. We also had five employers here in Ireland who have already started not just trial, but have rolled out a four-day working week permanently in their company, who were involved in our launch this morning and are encouraging other companies to take part, because I suppose in line with the international evidence in this area, they found extremely positive results for their company's productivity.
What sort of size companies and what sort of businesses are they in?
So the companies that were involved today would range from, we had a software development company with about 50 employees, we had a recruitment training and consultancy firm with about 150 employees, a solicitor's practice which had about 20 to 30 employees. So there are a range of different companies of different sizes coming from different sectors, but they're all, I suppose, finding that when they've introduced the four-day working week, their employees are more motivated, they're more focused, and they're able to deliver better results, not just in terms of the employees' well-being, but also for the business's bottom line.
A lot of people have been getting in touch to 0874 100 102, since I mentioned at the outset of the programme we were doing this, wanting to know, do they get 4 days pay for 4 days work, or do they get their existing 5 days pay and shovel all the work into 4 days?
So our campaign and this pilot programme is developed based on the 180-100 model, which was developed originally in New Zealand by Perpetual Guardian, who are one of the first major companies internationally to introduce this in 2018, which means 100% of the pay, 80% of the time and 100% of the productivity. And really, Matt, what this is about is about moving away from the traditional model of work, which measures people and measures their remuneration based on the time they spend at the desk or in the office or on the clock, and moving towards a model of work where people are measured based on results, on outcomes and on productivity. And we think that this is something that, while it might have seemed like a radical idea when we launched our campaign in 2019, as we emerge out of the pandemic and following the remote working revolution, we think a lot of not just workers but employers' eyes have been open to different ways to organise work. The reality is, Matt, that 100 years ago we invented the century. In the last 20 to 30 years, 100 years ago, we invented the five-day week. In the last 20 to 30 years, we've seen incredible advances in technology, almost unbelievable increases in worker productivity. And yet, over that period of time in the Western developed world, we're working on average the same working hours as we did in the early to mid-1980s. So we believe it's time for a rethink, it's time for a reset. And we think that the four-day working week is a central part of this necessary conversation about what the future of work will look like.
Paddy Cosgrove is with us as well, Managing Director of FutureWise, and he's a specialist in the future of work. Peter, what do you think of this idea as been floated by 4 Day Week Ireland? How well do you think it would it work?
Look, firstly, I think anything that's better for productivity and mental health of the employees is a great idea. I do think, though, there's a few things we need to be a little concerned with. Firstly, I kind of feel like it's almost come too late now with the whole post-COVID. All employers are looking at this hybrid, remote, lots of different models of work. So I think I kind of almost feel the 4 Day Week week becomes a little inflexible, because it's almost like saying there's one day a week I don't work, even though, you know, clients expect us to be there 5 days a week. So I also have this slight concern when we say things like 100% of the pay, 80% of the time, 100% of the productivity. I can just see lots of capitalist employers out there going, well, if you can do it in 80% of the time in 4 days, why don't you then work another day and give me another 20% productivity? Because not everybody's going to want to work 4 days. A lot of people like what they do. They like 5 days work. And then you're going to potentially have this two-tier workforce where some people are working 4 days, some people are working 5 days. So I love the idea of experimenting and trying new things, but I think it should be less about the days we work and more about, you know, where we work, the hybrid model, the remote work, the flexible work. But I think the moment you say four-day work, you're actually becoming a little bit inflexible, because what you're essentially saying is there's days I don't work. And actually the reality is the world works 5 days a week, and we're kind of pushing against the tide somewhat.
And Peter, I've spoken to quite a few people who have gone on reduced hours working week, and women in particular, who've discovered that they end up doing as much work in 3 or 4 days as they used to do in 5, and find themselves entirely worn out on those particular days.
Well, that's the thing. I think, I applaud the fact that we're trying something innovative and different, and I think it's a great idea we do try things, because I could be completely wrong here and this could work really well. So we should be innovative and we should be trying things. It's great the government's investing. But I do worry a little bit about things like the fact that if people are working less days and expected to do more, it could actually end up being worse for their well-being, because they're trying to pack everything in. But even more so, the reality with most employers, not all jobs, a lot of them is we have email in our pocket, people might text you on the day you're not working, and even if you choose not to respond, your brain has now gone back to the workforce and you're kind of thinking about work again. So a lot of people who work in the old way of part-time, so maybe they were being paid for 4 days and working 4 days, they ended up almost feeling like they wanted to go back to 5 days, because they almost felt they were working the day that they were meant to be taking off.
A lot of comments coming in from listeners. 4 day week, great for office workers only. What about trades? It would be to the detriment of jobs with trades. Another one says, I work in the structural steel construction industry. I can guarantee the 4 day working week would not work for us. Busier than ever at the moment. I don't see how any company can do this, if I'm honest. What do you say to that, Joe?
So the first thing I'd say is that the debate about the future of work shouldn't be just constrained to remote and hybrid working, because we need to be talking about not just location of work, but also control over working hours. And again, working time reduction in terms of the net number of hours that the workers are working per week. The 4 day working week, as we talk about it, we're not talking about a one size fits all model. The reality is that the 5 day working week might be the standard work arrangement. The 9 to 5 might be the most common work arrangement in the economy today, but it's certainly not the only work arrangement. And we completely accept that, you know, in moving towards the 4 day working week as the new default, that there will need to be different types of flexible work for different workers, different employers, different sectors. But we do believe some version of a shorter working week is achievable and must be achievable for all workers, particularly in the context of the developments around automation and artificial intelligence that are coming down the tracks. So we think that this is a debate which is very necessary. It's an idea whose time has come. And we think it's very, very positive that two government departments, the Department of the Environment and the Department of Enterprise, today acknowledge that the 4 day working week, in light of the incredibly positive results that it's shown for individual companies here in Ireland, for companies all over the world, increasingly in the last number of years, that what we need to do is to look much more closely at this and to see if those positive results can be replicated across multiple companies in different sectors and in different countries.
Peter, back to another comment from Patrick, who says the 4 day week might work in an office environment, but it wouldn't work in retail and hospitality, as it would mean having to pay for extra staff coming in and would defeat the purpose. What do you make of that assessment?
No, and I agree with that, but I think Joe's probably highlighting that this, you know, this isn't always going to work for every company across the board. But I think there's definitely an office work, and there's definitely some kind of maybe critical care areas where it probably wouldn't work well. One of the challenges is we have tried things like job share in the past, where two people work half a week each, but it is tricky because the reality is we're not the same as another person, and often somebody wants to deal with you, not someone else. I think again, that the challenge that we get, what people are saying, is things like, you know, measuring productivity is not easy in a lot of jobs. In some jobs it's very easy, in some jobs it's not. So somebody could now be being paid for only 4 days, getting full pay and not achieving the productivity. It's very difficult once you've given somebody all those benefits and then they're not working out to suddenly go, I'm sorry, this isn't working for you, because that takes time. So I hate to say that, but we do always have people, you know, don't work as hard as we want, and then we've other people who overwork. So you've actually got these challenges that if you put it into this, you're paying people for 4 days or 5 days, days, but only working four, it can lead to some unintended consequences.
Maria says, I work a 42-hour, four-day week in manufacturing in Northern Ireland. It's the best work-life balance I've ever had. The working days are highly productive and the staff are in a better mood most of the week. Overtime is available, but it's not required. Another one, though, says, I've been working 4 days for a year and I've been doing 5 days worth of work. My employers won't start paying me for 5 days and work for when it and done it for free for years. Another one, I work 9 to 5 Monday to Friday. If I worked a 4 day week allowing for breaks, then I'd have to work 8 a.m. to 6:30. It can be hard to maintain consistent productivity for that length of time on a daily basis. What would you say to that, Joe?
Well, I suppose what I would say is that there's obviously very different experiences and observations coming in through the comments. But the critical point is that the companies and the employers and the employees who have experienced this firsthand in recent years here in Ireland and all over the world report many different potential impacts and many different potential benefits, ranging from the employer's perspective. We've seen employers who are reporting not only have they maintained productivity, but they've significantly enhanced it. Their absenteeism and their sick leave has gone down significantly. Their employees are reporting that they're less stressed, there's less employee burnout. But there's also potential here, if you look at some of the research, that there's a study in university that suggests that carbon emissions would reduce very significantly if we move to a 4 day working week. The National Women's Council, who are involved in our campaign, believe that moving to a 4 day week could be revolutionary in terms of gender equality and the household distribution of labour. So we believe that this is something that we need to look at, not just as an individual company level, but on a much broader level. That's what this pilot programme is about. And I'd encourage any company or business who's considering a 4 day working week to get in touch with us and to take part, to try this out and to experiment early next year.
Okay, thank you very much, Joe O'Connor from the 4 Day Week Ireland campaign. Peter Cosgrove, who is MD of FutureWise. A listener says, in my decade working various office jobs, I've never worked 9 to 5. It's always been 8 to 5 with encouragement to give an extra hour here and there for free. This is not just in Ireland, but Canada too. This is where corporate culture is in 2021, which is an interesting point. And another listener, Colin McCastle Martyr, making reference back to our previous item, says, let them have a 4 day week and they can retire at 68.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today.